Here for a spotlight athlete segment on today's Lely Radio Sports page with two Pleasantville freshman cross country runners, Summer Isley and Riley Hardman. Girls, let's just start off talking a little bit about, you know, how you feel overall this cross country season has gone so far. I know we're just, you know, just a few meets into it, but you can kind of talk about how things are going in your freshman season.
I think it's great. We've already won a meet and we've set big PRs and we're not far from the school record.
Yeah, I think we've done pretty well for our first year in cross country as a freshman. It's been great to learn how to pace yourself for the 3 miles, and I feel like we've done pretty well.
And you guys had a home meet, you know, just recently on Monday. Can you kind of talk about what that's like to have a home meet and be able to perform a, you know, maybe in front of some people that you know well, and you know, be able to perform on a course that you're familiar with?
I liked being on a familiar course, but it was a little more nerve-wracking than most meets because so many more people were there.
Yeah, it was more nerve-wracking because of how many people we knew there, but it was nice to know the course and know what we were expecting to run.
And you guys, you girls are both freshmen, you know, what's the transition been like from, you know, your success in middle school, because I know you had a strong middle school program, to now being in the high school, kind of what's that transition process been like a little bit?
It was kind of hard to transition because it's like we run more and harder.
Yeah, the 3 miles was a big difference from like the 1.5 to 2 miles. It was kind of, we just had to learn how to pace ourselves, and it was just hard. For the first meet, it was just a little, we just had to learn after the first meet.
What's one area that you say you would have, in your running, that you've improved on the most from middle school to now high school?
Probably having a positive attitude.
Yeah, probably being more confident in myself.
What are some things that you're doing, like when you're what are some strategies that you're taking to pace yourself, you know, on these longer distances?
Yeah, just like knowing where you are in the race and how many miles you've ran, and just making sure that you're feeling okay to finish.
Country, is there a good strategy of how you know how much time you have left in the race?
Well, we have a coach at the 1 mile mark, and then we have also a coach at the 2 mile mark, and they tell us like where we're at and how much time we have left, or our time.
Do you girls, you know, as you go throughout the season, do you have any personal goals or team goals?
I think we can qualify for state.
Yeah, I think that's one of our biggest team goals, just to qualify.
And do you have a specific, you know, time you would like to get under this year, or even if it's not this year, your high school career?
Probably under 21.
Yeah, same for me.
And what other, is there any other activities that you participate here at Pleasantville that kind of help you a little bit with cross country?
Track,
basketball, sports center, and volleyball, or running.
What are some of the things that you do in practice? Because obviously you only run like once a week or whatever, but what are some things that you do in practice to help improve for a meet?
Well, we do like strides and sprints and build-ups and weight lift.
We go on a lot of like 40-minute easy runs. Those help a lot. And sometimes we do some 1K repeats.
And during the off season, obviously cross country is kind of a year-round sport because you're always training and stuff. How many miles are you roughly running a week in the off season?
I'd say like 20.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Well, girls, kind of before we close, what are you most looking forward to in the rest of your freshman cross country season here at Pleasantville?
I think we can definitely qualify for state.
I'm looking forward to how much I've improved from the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
It's been a Spotlight Athlete segment with Riley Hardman and Summer Isley.